This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
This is
your source for a weekly roundup of campus news, events, insights, perspectives, and more.
This is the Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian Podcast.
This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
For the week of October 28th, this is the Trinitonian Podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Anthony. Later in the podcast, an interview with Samantha Lee, co-president of the Filipino Student Association. But first, Kathleen Creedon, executive print editor for the Trinitonian, has this week's roundup of news.
At last week's SGA meeting, Danny Anderson, president of the university, was invited as the second installment of a series of visits from the heads of various departments. Anderson elaborated on his job as president and answered questions from members of SGA. Anderson disclosed that an architect has been hired to design the renovations to Chapman Hall and Halsall Center, and that about half of the $75 million renovation has been fundraised. Anderson also described the format and role of the Board of Trustees, which consists of various committees that cover different areas of Trinity's function. This includes how to invest Trinity's $1.2 billion endowment, which is currently focused in real estate rather than the stock market. SGA meetings are held weekly at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays in the Waxahachie Room of Coates Student Center. The Mail Center has extended its hours. As of Monday, October 9th, weekday hours are now 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Mail Center is now open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In partnership with the Office of Sustainability, Student Government Association's Sustainability Committee introduced free clear plastic bags for recyclables and plastic grocery bag recycling bin to City Vista on October 24th. The free clear plastic bags that will be provided in City Vista's front office are meant to assist students with their single stream recycling. Both the clear plastic bags and plastic grocery bag recycling bin are funded by the Office of Sustainability. City Vista residents can pick up 5 free clear plastic bags at a time from the front office. Plastic bags can be recycled in the bin in front of the Mail Center elevator. Members of the Trinity community gathered on October 10th in a preliminary meeting to discuss the future of the Coalition for Respect. The meeting was scheduled to determine student interest in the group as well as to brainstorm ideas promoting education on sexual assault. As of now, the Coalition will remain as a faculty-led entity with student input. David Tuttle, Dean of Students, sent out an email to some students who attended, hoping to collaborate and create a sustainable structure for the Coalition. According to members of the Coalition, the meeting was a success, as attempts to draw student input and engagement have been futile in the past.
So I'm Samantha Lee. I'm co-president of FSA.
For this week's podcast exclusive segment, I sat down with Samantha Lee, co-president of the Filipino Student Association, to chat about FSA's annual Mabuhay event. The event took place over this past weekend.
So Mabuhay actually isn't a holiday. It's just kind of like a Filipino word for like live.
This Since month 1992, October has been Filipino American History Month.
And so that's in the United States. So basically FSA, I think it's been going on for at least 10 years. And so like 10 years ago, the exec of FSA really wanted to make a huge like school-wide event and get everyone involved to like show off like not only like the Filipino heritage but also like combine that with like the rest of the Trinity community. And so what Mabuhay does is it has like dances and performances and singers come from like all over the school. So not only do we have like Filipino like traditional dances and modern dances, but we also have Looney Crew, Prowlers, the acapellas, the Trinitones, Dwali, just like a little like preview for them. So that's like the group Top Knock. And we just have like a lot of great like dances from all over the Trinity community to come together and just like have this amazing show to not only support like the Filipino community, but also just like have like a great like community within ourselves. So I'm only one of two presidents for FSA. So there's me, and then there's also my co-president, Christina Gua. And then so we're both seniors here at Trinity University. And we've both kind of like split up the work really evenly, and it's really great to have someone to help out and like help me work really hard to make it like a great event. We had to get funding from SGA, which we're really appreciative of. They're always really great. We've made like shirts for all of our like dancers, or most of them at least. Christina's done a lot of like the actual planning for it. So she's like contacted all of like the Lori staff to help us out. Like it's really rewarding though, because I know that like everyone really has fun, and it's just like something that's been going on for like at least since I've been a freshman. So we've always just had this event at our school, so I think it's just like been a tradition to have like, so I'm doing like the candle dance, and so that's like a very traditional like female dance in the Philippines, and so that like I've always done it since like freshman year, and so that's how I've known about it. We have a diversity chair also at the in the club that helps us not only connect with the Filipino heritage and the culture, but also just like have this like good like understanding and a bridge to it. I actually myself am not Filipino at all. I've just found like a really great interest like for the community itself. Like I never really knew about like the Philippines at all before joining this club. And I think it's just like a great way to learn about it. So like obviously not only is it like a cool thing, but like it's just something that is important, I believe, like to like not only have fun, but to learn more about like different parts of the world.
I think in addition to the annual Mabuhay event, the FSA occasionally coordinates food-related group outings.
I think we're going to go to a local Filipino restaurant, hopefully by the end of the semester. And then we really just want to have people like, I think like that's the best way to like introduce people to the culture too. I don't know. I think it's like very scary for some people to like just like learn about new cultures because it just seems like so distant and far away. But like when people get like food involved, everyone loves food. And so it's just like easy to have that. I think the club is something that's really like great and something that I've really like loved doing the entire time I've been at Trinity. I think it's super easy to get involved. It's really fun. We just do a lot of like, it's mostly just eating. Like we usually just go out and eat a lot of like traditional Filipino food. We try to make a lot of Filipino food too, which is really fun and easy. And now that City Vista's here, it's always just been really fun to do that. And so it's just a great way not only to like learn about like the culture, but just to like have fun with like a great group of people.
For more information on the FSA, email Samantha Lee at slee9@trinity.edu. That's it for this week's edition of the Trinitonian Podcast. The Trinitonian Podcast is recorded at the studios of Trinity University's KRTU 91.7 FM, San Antonio's home for jazz by day and indie by night, and produced by me, Dominic Anthony. Our intro music is Elac, written by San Antonio-based project Vana, and our outro music is Vacation, written by San Antonio-based project Elna. Was she the, oh, no. Tell me.